You know, those nights happen. You know, a really explosive line. They had some looks early. They were on their toes, and you know, we were able to pop a couple and get the game, you know, kind of on our terms, and it makes it a little bit tougher when you're playing from behind.
Paul said this morning he wasn't sure what to expect in the first period, thought things could be a little sluggish, but looked like you guys put together one of your best first periods of the season. Would you agree?
Yeah, we were pretty good. First few shifts were, you know, a little sketchy, and then I think we settled down a little bit, started moving our feet a little bit, just got a sweat going, and, you know, got back into an NHL game.
You've been trying to carve out your identity all year. How close is that to the identity you're trying to achieve?
Well, I think we're getting closer. You know, I was talking about it this morning, that Toronto game in Toronto was, that's the way we want to play. Didn't get the result, gave up a lead, but, you know, that was our game. I think you know, we had everyone going. Our defense had a tight gap. Our forwards were on the right side of the puck, and we were able to turn the puck over a lot and create a lot of offense off of it.
You've been getting your points this year, no doubt. I can't remember that you. I don't think you had a game like that where you've exploded like that. You had a couple of those last year. What do you find offensive explosions do for you personally?
It's, you know, you come into games like this, divisional opponent at home. And your mindset is to find a way to get a win. You know, you're not so much thinking about offense or, you know, how are you going to score goals or make plays. You want to win. These games are so important, and they add up quick towards the end of the year. So to answer your question, it's the cliche, but, you know, that I think that was our mindset for everyone coming into the game, was we wanted to find a way to get a divisional win against a really tough opponent. And yeah, you make a few plays, obviously you feel good about it, everyone does, but the entirety of the game is way more important than that.
Sorry, the power play is lethal, but when you guys get 2 1-in-7 seconds, 1-in-8 seconds, almost making it look easy. It's not easy, but how are you striking so fast?
Well, it's, you know, the weapons we have are pretty special, and you know, those guys make, you know, I'm the guy giving them the puck, and they make the passer look good, you know. The guys that shoot like Scheif and like Patty are incredibly rare, and you stack them up on one power play, it's really hard to stop that. You know, it's really hard to take away both guys. And so I think we're just trying to move it quick. We have some reads. We have some plays. We try to just go through them and keep going through them, and it's not going to work every single time, but we find that if we stay with it and keep working the same looks over and over and over again, we're going to get our fair share of good looks.
You say they make the passer look good. I'm sure if you talk to them, they'd say the passer's making them look pretty good. You set them up on a couple empty netters. You must be able to admit on some level that you're doing some pretty elite level passing out there.
But you know what? When you're passing it to guys like that, it gives you a level of confidence that kind of changes how you move the puck. You know, if you're passing to somebody that doesn't have a prayer putting it in the net, it's a little bit different than giving it to Scheifele and Laine. So, you know, no doubt those guys give me a ton of confidence to find those little seams. Like I said, they need such little space that if I can just squeeze it in there, there's a good chance it's going in.
You said you weren't worried this morning about the 5-on-5 chances coming and that you guys were going to score. I mean, what does it mean to have that kind of a dominant 5-on-5 game?
Yeah, well, I think it just reinforces you play how we want to play. Instead of looping on pucks, if you stop on every puck, our speed and our offensive talent is good enough that we're going to make enough plays. We're going to create enough 2-on-1s and automatic rushes, and just keep doing that over and over and over again. We're going to get looks. Tonight should give us some confidence in that game.